We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Radio for one another week. Another episode, another week, gentlemen. Jeremy, Tony, and Don live in the Beat Lab.
Oh, man.
Good to see you, Tone.
It's good to be here, guys.
So, Don, last week was Father's Day, and I forgot to talk about if we had any plans for Father's Day last week because we were so busy with whatever we talked about last week. Actually, I have a follow-up from last week real quick, but how was Father's Day, Don?
I'm trying to think of what the hell I even did on Father's Day.
That's kind of how Father's Day normally is, so I'm not surprised that that is your answer.
I think I had gone out Friday night, went out with some friends, and I went to the Oriole game, and I got into a lot of trouble for coming home late from that, and so therefore I was really trying to be on my best behavior all weekend, so really didn't enjoy the Father's Day because I had gotten into trouble on Friday.
Tony, how was your quiet Sunday? I bet it was better than my Father's Day.
What did you do?
I went out and went to the Oriole game. And
I don't have time to get into the story, but look, I killed four people. And so I wasn't allowed to go out for breakfast.
My car was in the parking garage, and they wouldn't open the parking garage to let me out. So because I had paid, and then they wanted more money for me to get out. And I'm like, well, no, I had already paid, so they didn't want to let me out. And I refused to kind of pay them more, the extra money until they let me out. And it was like about an hour, so then I left. But I didn't get home until late. So I kind of got in trouble for being out late. So my mom told me that at the time. But
that would go real well. It's a good thing that your wife doesn't listen to this show. My
wife was very right to be mad at me because I was not home.
Look at that.
You wrote
that down on a piece of paper and you're reading it real nice.
Because I got a gun to the back of my head. Do you see that right there? Yeah. Sorry about that. But we had breakfast and we went to Lowe's. And I'm not kidding you when I say that. We went to Lowe's.
I didn't think that was a joke.
We had lunch.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Don. I thought that meant you went to Lowe's.
We bought a blueberry bush. We got some paint samples. And everybody's listening is going, this guy is literally Frank the Tank.
What Father's Day is.
I'll do just one.
Father's Day is you get to go do things that dads want to do, which seems to be fix the house up. Or
I wanted to get some paint samples, and apparently I wanted to also get a blueberry bush.
When I think of Don Shineman, I think of blueberry bushes.
I didn't want a blueberry.
I assume that.
Okay.
What did you do this weekend, Tony? Not have Father's Day, clearly.
You know, it was just a lonely, sad weekend.
You know what that is?
Lonely, sad.
It's amazing.
It's every weekend. Essentially, when you're depressed, it's every single day.
Kill for that.
Well, no, you know, it's just a relaxed weekend. Actually, my wife was in town, so we...
Hung out,
walked around downtown.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's now a daddy, if you know what I mean, huh?
I hope. Good for you, Tony. Well, I actually had a pretty good Father's Day because I got gifts. I never get gifts on Father's Day. I get like a card and stuff. And last year, I think I got pictures of my kids. So that is a gift. I shouldn't have said that. I got a great gift last year, a picture of my kids.
You and I aren't doing too good here, but go ahead.
No, but my wife's like seven episodes behind, so she's got so many other reasons to be mad at me at this point.
Come September the 1st, Labor Day, you're going to be a heap ton
on
of trouble.
On that drive to the next vacation, I'm in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. But anyway, so I got a gift of some great Dogfish Head Brewery short beers.
Nice.
Like short run beers. They were very good. I got a really nice breakfast on Father's Day morning.
I got a nice breakfast, too. What did you have? Let's compare breakfast.
French toast, eggs, and bacon. But I didn't make any of it because I could make myself French toast, eggs, and bacon every morning and have a great breakfast.
No, we had pancakes, bacon, and sausage.
No eggs, huh?
No eggs, but I like blueberries in my pancakes.
So you had to go buy a bush to get your own blueberries. It all comes full circle. And then they watched America's Funniest Home Videos.
I did get blueberries in my pancakes, nobody else's. And then we went out and bought a blueberry bush.
Look at that. So that for future years, you'll be set. And then I got to sit around the house from 1 to 5 and watch and flip between NASCAR and baseball.
I didn't even get to drink my
sample beers.
I didn't get to do that.
It was wonderful.
Nice.
And I got to do that in the convenience of my house. And then that night was the end of Game of Thrones that was incredible. And I don't want to talk about it on the show.
I don't watch it.
Because Don doesn't watch it. And there's a lot of spoilers.
I want to catch up. Yeah.
So I don't really think it's worth talking about, but it was very good. I mean, it's worth talking about, but not in any useful way.
Okay.
Other than, sure was cool, wasn't it, Tony? That was cool. And I brought you the next book, so I have it in the car.
Excellent.
That's very important. So as good as Father's Day was.
You read the first book?
He's read the first four books.
First four. Good for you.
Because I'm lonely. Yeah. And even though they're like 1,000 pages long, plenty of time.
Four is a little slow.
Youporn.com, Tony.
Well, that only takes a couple minutes. And he doesn't do that. He likes to watch Morning Joe. We've already talked about this.
That's right.
Anyway, so I feel kind of ripped off, though, because my birthday was this past Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But it's always around Father's Day. Some years it's on the same day as Father's Day. And before I had kids, it was no big deal. But now that I have kids, it's like one or the other day doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm glad Father's Day was great, because my birthday a little less great. So let me walk you through
I have the same issue, though, too, because my daughter was born 7 days before my birthday. My birthday doesn't count anymore.
Right, but it's not like they're going to buy gifts for you for your daughter's birthday.
They don't buy gifts for me because they're buying gifts for my daughter.
Well, I don't want gifts from other adults, but I figure my family could.
I want
could
a gift from adults.
I actually wish my parents would still give me cash.
Right?
I really do. And they
don't. I mean, everyone wishes my parents. I don't want my parents to give me cash. That's weird.
Oh, I wish they would give me cash. I wish your parents would give me cash.
I'll let them know next year. Tony would like you to send him an envelope of money.
Go ahead.
$10 bill.
Honestly, that's all it needs. I mean, isn't that a great gift? Open up a gift.
Cash is always a good gift.
And you get like some, you know, a couple of greens in there, and you're like, hey, this
couple
is
greens. A
couple greens.
Couple greens. Some scratch.
And, I'd take some scratch off tickets.
All right.
Wow.
Tom just literally killed the show.
Well, it's okay. We'll salvage it.
Scratch off tickets.
We'll salvage it with some amazing.
You weren't even prepared for that.
No, because I had my iPod turned off. Some amazing new... Why is this all the way quiet? Oh, man.
This is horrible. What are you doing?
This is a bad start. This is a bad start.
Bad start. We're 10 minutes into the show.
No, we don't need to restart it.
I'm not restarting.
I'm letting everybody listening to this know we know it's bad, too. Time for some listener mail. Hope everyone enjoys that start 4 seconds into the song. I'm getting worse at this as we go on. It's pretty good. So we did get some actual listener mail again. I mean, we're on fire with listener mail. Literally, I've never seen so many people care so much about what we're talking about.
Yeah, I tell you what. Do you mean to read the listener mail that I have?
You told me you had a piece of listener mail, and I also got a piece of listener mail. This is very exciting.
All right, so I got a piece of listener mail. It says, now that the new shows are up on Friday, have you considered changing your opening music to Loverboy's Working for the Weekend?
I think we should. Want to change that start next week, Tony?
No.
Okay. Tony says no. What do you say, Don?
I think very good idea, but apparently I'm not funny, so Tony, I have to go with what he says.
Actually, we're just never going to change it. We're very lazy.
Why don't you look up the song and play it, and then I'll try to decide whether or not.
Okay, well, while he's doing that and looking up, so we don't just sit here and listen to Don type away.
No, go ahead.
I do have another question, a listener question.
All right, go ahead.
Someone honestly asked, and I'm not making this up because I think we need to. Someone said, hey, why do you guys only do half an hour? Almost every other podcast I listen to is an hour long.
Yes. We've talked about that, though, right?
I don't know if we talked about it on the air. Apparently, if so, it was an episode he did not listen to, so he might be a frequent listener. But he says he listens to every show. So we probably didn't talk about it on the air.
Well, we've talked about it before that we were,
trying to do more and make more segments and other things.
That was like a year ago. We were like, hey, maybe we'll work our way up to that hour. And we never worked our way up to that
Originally,
hour.
Originally, it's because I was commuting in from Virginia. So I would come out during the week. We try to record multiple shows so we wouldn't have to meet every single week because Don and Jeremy have kids. They're busy. Schedules get crazy. My schedule very free almost all the time because I don't do anything. However, it was better to record multiple shows. We can't just sit in a garage in a beat lab recording 3 hours, 4 hours a night. So we
sure as hell we can.
Shows. Plus, if you listen to like shows like What the Fuck with Mark Maron, WTF.
Yeah, but he's famous and has real guests. We never have guests.
If you listen, like 45 minutes in, you start getting kind of bored.
I don't know if I would agree on that those specific podcasts, but I do have some I listen to where it's like if it's not like radio, Comedy Bang Bang. Great podcast sometimes. Other times, you'll know 5 minutes in if you're not going to listen to that episode.
My advice would be at minute 45, you start doing something like this. Yeah! Are you listening to Radio for Winners? Yeah! Keep that energy pumped up!
Let's keep your Friday going. Just get you through the last couple hours of the day. Tick-tock, ready for the weekend.
Wow. Way to hit the post there, by the way.
I know. You know, I think actually our listener is correct. But we can't prove to do it. After we have to do it live every time, like we do the news segment and the listener mail.
I would be fine with that, actually. Able to
that is amazing.
See, listener feedback is always welcome here on Radio for Winners.
And where can they find us?
I have no idea.
RadioForWinners.com is our blog that links to everything else, but we're at rfwshow@gmail.com if you want to send us a message, or you can find us on Twitter at Radio for Winners, or on Facebook under the name Radio for Winners. Very true. Very true. And, of course, on the Applebee's chat app, we are Radio for Winners / Hot Wings.
Hey, have we thought about maybe changing our logo up?
I think we should.
Because every other logo that I see, there's like pictures. And we have like a medal.
You're more than welcome to do that, Don.
maybe we should get some feedback on that. I know it wasn't on the topic.
We don't need we just need somebody that we know or that is on this show that does any sort of photo editing skills. Other than I put a lot of lens flares in things. I think it's great. A lot of lens flares.
Who doesn't love lens flares?
Coming up next, we have our first Radio for Winners guest, Ryan Connor. He's a comedian out of L.A.
What is he?
He's I'm going to edit it.
You know what? You shouldn't say it. I'll do the intro because there's no way I'm going to screw it up. So it's fine. We'll be good.
Good for you.
I'll do his intro and we're good to go. And actually, I have some appropriate music for it. You guys have been saying it doesn't work for listener mail. I've got something it'll work for now.
Boom.
Hey guys, before we get to the interview with our friend Ryan Connor, you can check him out this Friday, June 27th and Saturday, June 28th at the Workhouse Arts Center in Norton, Virginia. He'll be doing his second comedy album. Very funny guy. You'll definitely enjoy the show. I highly recommend it. If you want tickets, go to coolcowcomedy.com. If you want more info on Ryan, go to ryanconnorcomedy.com, or you can find him on Twitter at RC Comedy. Here it is, the interview of our friend of the show, and World Cup fanatic, Ryan Connor.
A Radio for Winners interview. Never done before, probably never done again. Yep, that's right. Radio for Winners going to interview somebody that's not in the studio and not one of us.
Aren't these good? Did we prepare for this?
No, I didn't prepare for anything. I don't even know who we're
interviewing. We're back.
And we're back. Well, on the phone, we have a very funny guy. His name is Ryan Connor. He'll be at the Lorton Workhorse Arts Center.
He gave it to you to read, and you screwed it up.
I'm not good at this. The Lorton Workhouse Arts Center on next Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th.
Hold on. When we were going over everything.
Yes.
I was playing with my phone.
John said, give it to Tony because Tony can't read.
Yes.
And then Jeremy corrects himself. He says work hose, corrects himself into workhorse, and then keeps going like, oh, fuck, of course it's workhorse.
And Ryan, as you can see, I was dead wrong in that decision-making process. Tony was 100% right by giving it to Jeremy. It was much funnier when Jeremy screwed up versus
workhorse.
Tony doing it. Workhorse.
Let's try this again just to make sure I get the name right. We're not going to start the whole thing over. It's the Lorton Workhouse Arts Center. Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th, the 27th at 8 p.m. and the 28th at 7 and 9. And these are going to be part of his live CD, I guess his second live CD. Is that correct, Ryan?
Yeah. It's the second one. And I mean, that's about it. That's all the information, really.
All right. This has been a great interview.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks again for calling it.
Can I recommend calling the CD Workhorse?
Yeah. Just look up the workhorse if you need information.
So, Ryan, before we jump into the interview, Netherlands, was it a good day today or was it a bad day, World Cup-wise?
That was good. It was good. They started slowly. They usually have trouble with really rough teams, and so they started slowly because of that. And then they got pissed off after Australia got a completely bogus penalty, and then they turned it up.
Yeah, Ryan's a fanatic about World Cup. I watched the U.S. I don't really watch the games, though.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Ruud van Nistelrooy jersey right now. You guys don't know what that means, but it's important.
I
could not tell you a single player on any team, but I can tell you that I have been watching. I'm trying to understand. So there's three games in the first round, and if you win, you get 3 points. If you tie, you get one. If you lose, you get zero. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it's the same as hockey and basketball tournaments. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they go through.
Don only knows about NASCAR, and he can't explain the scoring to me at all. So.
Sorry about that.
Now, is there any chance the U.S. will actually win on Friday when they play next?
Portugal.
They play Sunday, but
Sunday.
There is a chance because Portugal is missing three starters already. They're saying Ronaldo's knee is hurt. I don't buy it. I think it's precautionary. But they're going to be missing two of their defenders, and U.S. has a chance. I mean, it looked like shit against Ghana, but still won, which is it's usually encouraging if you can play poorly and still win. Plus, U.S. has a history of upsetting favored teams, so I think there's a real shot.
Remember women taking their shirts off and sliding across the soccer field? Isn't that the
There's
same
gonna
sport?
There's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, see?
There's going to be a lot of that.
Hey, real fast, what is your opinion on Subway only being able to get Pele as the famous, their only famous soccer player to represent them in the commercials for the World Cup? Just Pele. He's got to be 900 years old at this point.
Let's see. He is, yeah, he's pushing 70. He might be like 72. I don't really have an opinion on that, Don. Should we have pre-screened topics?
Maybe there's a strong possibility.
Well, you know,
should have been a little bit more prepared for.
I'm not gonna talk about soccer anymore. So we'll go ahead and move on to the actual promotion for the show.
Now, Ryan, we actually started doing stand-up together about 10 years ago. You were much better than I was. You were much better than I was. So you actually advanced pretty far in terms of actually being able to get paid to do it.
I was better than you, but I definitely advanced much.
You mean you're not in a garage doing a podcast for seven people? That is hard to believe. We are at the pinnacle of stardom.
So now you moved recently from New York to L.A. So you've been in L.A. I guess for about is it a year yet, or has it been like 9 months?
Yeah,
or?
Year and a half actually. Yeah.
And how is that different from like the scene in New York comedy?
Well, it's just different. I like it more. It just suits my preferences for lifestyle better. Like. On Saturday, I did a show.
He's just talking about legalized pot. That's it.
I should talk about what?
Legalized pot. That was it. That's all you meant by that.
Oh, there's legalized pot, which is cool. Jeremy's right about that. But, like, I did a show on Saturday at this place, Malibu Wines, where you're, like, it's like the vineyard is closed, and it's this show for, like, 400 people, starts at sunset, like, in this canyon. It's so beautiful. And, you know, you do shows like that. Like just now, I just got off work. I work for a show and just got off work and we're, you know, riding in a Tesla to go bowling.
Wow. He's describing something very beautiful, but the times that I used to go see Ryan and Tony were the venues in the D.C. area were not that.
I mean, that sounds nice. I don't know if it sounds as nice as the basement of the Hyatt, but it's pretty nice.
Now, you're ready for a TV show now. Take us, because Jeremy and I both have miserable office jobs, and Don always loves his job regardless of what he's doing. But now you have like a writing job, you're writing for a TV show. Take us behind the scenes, because our listeners don't really know what that's like to have a job.
Having
they don't
a job
hate.
They don't hate.
It's fun, man. It's bizarre at first when you're sitting there and you realize you're just getting paid to think of things. Like, it's not. I mean, it's normal for stand-up, but when it's something where it's like these ideas might not even matter, or like sometimes you're just watching stuff, and it's weird at first to think about the fact that you're getting paid for that. But it's fun, man. It's really laid back. They treat us really well.
Do
I don't
get
know,
free
it's fun.
Food.
Like, I mean, yesterday they had masseuses for us. Like, how
bad.
I don't know, it never happened to me at any other job. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have a specific question about it?
Well, I mean, you're just saying a show. Are you not allowed to say what show you write for? Because I don't want to blow off the walls. I think it's Frasier.
It's Ridiculousness on MTV.
Okay, so
like if you have any. Stupid 18-year-old nephews, they probably love it.
Oh, no, I do love it. I think it's an amazing show. Of the clip-based shows on television, it is easily in the top two.
And you are the target demographic.
I am. I am. A lot of TV shows target 37-year-olds. It's a big target.
Very nice.
That's amazing. Are you, do you really watch it?
I do. I watch it pretty much every time it's on, and it's amazing. What I'm wondering.
That's a lie because it's on 6 hours a fucking day.
Yeah, yeah, but don't take this the wrong way. What kind of writing do you need to do for Ridiculousness?
I know.
I mean,
oh no, that's not taken the wrong way because yeah, everyone asked that, including me before I started.
I mean, you know,
and even now a little bit actually. Because it's funny, Rob. Okay, well, so the first thing it's more like, you know, part of writing is crafting an arc. You know, that's actually most of writing. It's not just the words. It's getting the structure, the form of the show.
The farthest I got was I bought a notebook. That was as far as I got with writing so far.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, yeah. So it starts like, you know, it's a clips based show. If you've never seen it, a bunch of like web clips. You know. Everybody's ripping off America's Funniest Home Videos. All the clip shows are. This one just does it in a different way. They're guests and their themes to the videos. So first thing, you know, we watch a ton of clips and we just try to look for common threads in them, so that we can link them together in packages, like with different names, like British kerfuffles and shit, like which is just things where it looks like it would be a bar fight here, but they end with people going, "Oh, very well then," and they just walk away.
Right,
you know,
right.
Just locating things like that and, you know, just finding common threads, figuring out how to group them. And then we find out who our guests are. Then we find out what would work for each guest based on things they've done in their career. So there can be like an interview that leads into it. And we figure out what to talk about to bring them into it and to bring them out of the packages. And then we write three jokes per clip. And it's usually like, I think like 40 something, 45 to 50 clips per show. And there's a lot of like just kind of jostling with the packages, like just moving things in and out. And it actually takes a long time to put a season together. We just wrapped today on 20 episodes. And it's funny because we spend all this time working on it, and then every taping, the first thing Rob says is, "All right, guys, so thanks for coming to Ridiculousness. Just so you know, there is no script. None of this is scripted." And like, "No, what? What?" And I think, okay. And we're, you know, all the writers are just in the back. Like, I thought we put this together, but okay.
As long as I'm getting paid, I don't mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. As long as you're getting paid, it's wonderful.
So does Rob even watch the videos ahead of time, or does no one that's on the live show watch these before the show?
No. Rob definitely screens everything.
Because it seems like he knows what's coming up, but definitely like the guests never seem to know, and Chanel never seems to know.
I was going to say, she's the blonde girl.
Yeah, Chanel never seems to know what's coming ever, but that might not be an action.
Chanel doesn't know what's coming, and she doesn't know what happened after that. Sterling does screen eclipses. You'll notice like he always notices really small things in them.
Yes.
Yeah, he does screen them. He does an awesome job. And then Rob, we pre-screen everything for Rob as we're putting the show together. Like, we'll have a rough draft, we'll show it to him, we'll get some notes, and then over the course of the next like week or two, we'll refine everything for him, and then he'll come in like, I think usually it's either the day before or a couple days before we shoot each episode, and show him the changes we've made. And usually it's all set at that point. There might just be like one or two clips that we move around then.
And we're talking to Ryan Connor. He'll be at the Lorton Work
House. Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with you two?
I wrote this down.
We're at the public
Lorton
school.
It does
this
look like work.
This is great because Tony edits. Here's what's going to happen. Tony's going to edit all of the like the conversation part because it hasn't been funny because the questions haven't led me to something funny.
See, I think this is fascinating. I'm way into this conversation.
Exactly. It's interesting, not funny. I'm totally cool with. I'd rather do interesting anyway. But so there's that. Tony's going to cut all of that out because it's not funny. And then the fucking promo for my show tells people to go to the Lorton Workhorse. Which is that. Sounds like a fucking, like a D-rate strip club.
The Lorton Workhouse Arts Center. It's a lot to say. It's a lot to say. And the fact that it does, I wrote it out like it does look like a workhorse. So it's hard to.
Well, the good news, Ryan, is if on our blog, radioforwinners.com, we will have a link to where to get tickets for the show and the correct name of the venue. So that'll help.
Workhouse Arts Center next Friday, the 27th, and Saturday, the 28th.
Yeah. If you Google Lorton Workhouse Arts Center and then go to their calendar, you can get tickets there. There's a link to it on my website, RyanConnerComedy.com. I'll tweet links to it at RC Comedy. Also, the promoter of the show, their company is called Cool Cow Comedy. If you go to that website, you can get tickets there. Let's hear Jeremy try to say Cool Cow Comedy.
Cool Cow Comedy, I can handle. That's not bad. I didn't have to read that off a piece of paper. I don't know what happened. I got all nervous. I got all excited.
We will also have Google Maps posted on our website to help get you to the workhorse in case you want to go to that strip club down in Lorton as well, just in case after the comedy show you want to swing on down to the local Lorton strip club at the workhorse.
It's an old steel mill where a bunch of dudes just rip their shirts off.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awesome time. And Ryan will be doing stand-up there.
You guys really have the website portion of the podcast figured out.
We got that done. We got the promos, everything. We're good to go.
Stick three microphones in front of guys that can't talk.
I should just
should make for a hell of a great podcast.
I should just call it the LWAC, and then that way
you couldn't even say that.
No, I couldn't even say that. I screwed that up.
You've done an LWAC, which is like that's the Jack Shack next door to the
Hey Ryan, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Hey man, we really appreciate it. Thanks. Good luck.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I'll see you next week.
All right, see you.
Bye.
That was Ryan Connor. He'll be at the Lorton Workhouse Arts Center in Lorton, Virginia, the 27th and the 28th. Three shows, recording his second album. Definitely go out and watch. He's a very funny guy. I saw him, I guess, a year ago in D.C., and, I mean, from start to finish, the guy's hilarious. So if you go out, you'll enjoy the show. See this part, I can.
And I'm sure
out.
We'll have.
Well, I was going to say, I hope that he listens back to this to see that you read very well, very eloquently. It was very nice.
So definitely go check him out. And guys, now we can start another portion of our show in a second.
I think
here.
It's Radio for Winners and the News. Get ready for it. Radio for Winners and the News. We find news stories every week. We find the facts we like. We get rid of the facts we don't like. Sometimes we make up those facts and the stories all together. I just write them up before I come in here. And we find them, make it interesting for you, so you can listen.
I'm always very giddy when you do that. That's like one of my favorite parts.
It's very professional.
But watching Tony, he didn't seem like he enjoyed that.
Well, Tony will like this story. Casey Kasem dead at 82.
Ah, I can't believe it.
The voice of America. I don't even know if that's right.
Coming up at number 10.
Oh, it's like he's in the studio. It's the ghost of Casey Kasem. We're not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Hey, what would Jerry Seinfeld say to Casey Kasem if they were having a conversation with Bill Clinton?
Why did Casey Kasem have to die? Who's going to count us backwards now?
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Did Casey Kasem do the midnight countdown for New Year's?
Hi, Bill Clinton. How are you?
Oh, God.
That's so awful.
Well, anyway, Casey Kasem, we missed. We have to go to the next story as soon as possible.
We're lucky that that Don's not doing Echo with like doing Casey Kasem from the grave.
Oh, Jesus.
How bad would that be?
Oh, hey. It's me.
That's just Don in Echo. All right, well, that was the worst segment we've done yet.
I'll turn it off.
I'm very excited.
Oh, God. That was so hacky.
That was pretty terrible.
Sorry. What else is it? What else is in the news?
Well, R.I.P. Casey Kasem.
Yes, he will be missed by millions of Americans who are way older than us.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
But you know what else happened? This is breaking news.
By the way, America's Top 40, he counted down.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the New Year's Eve countdown. I didn't know if you ever did that.
It was Dick Clark.
I know it was Dick Clark. I thought you got him confused. They're both
now,
dead.
Now, what has happened is that Seacrest guy has taken over both things. So he's like Dick Clark and Casey Kasem all in one.
Hey, this is
the Washington Redskins have been told today they're going to lose the trademark patent on their name. And I'm sorry, Tony, I didn't know you were talking before I pushed play on this song, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next news item, or we can just cut and paste it from that before. I really didn't know you were talking, Tony. I apologize. There's a second on the song before it kicks in. And,
this is what happens. Say, before we get to that, I hate when people say, oh, gone too soon. I mean, the guy was 82.
He was 82.
He was 82. He was going to die. He already lived beyond the expectation.
No one will ever say die too soon about Radio for Winners.
Speaking of die too soon or die...
Wow.
That was terrible.
We haven't even been drinking. This is an embarrassing episode in so many ways.
Sober.
In so many ways. So you guys hopefully go see Ryan Connor. Don't let us confuse you thinking you shouldn't go. You should totally go see Ryan Connor.
I hope he doesn't promote this show.
I hope he does. I hope that this is huge. People are like, this show is so good. These guys take so much time and effort to act like they don't know what they're doing. But they're on point. They're on point. So yeah, the Redskins have lost the trademark patent of their name. Although they can probably appeal it, and it's happened before, and they've appealed it and won. But now everyone thinks maybe it's going to stick this time, and that may force the NFL to tell them they have to change their name, because they clearly don't want a bunch of people selling unlicensed merchandise.
Is it the name or is it the logo?
It's both, the name, and because the logo's tied to the name.
So, but what about the Cleveland Indians?
Indians is not offensive.
But the logo?
The logo might be offensive, but that's not what this suit is about, okay. Is it?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is it, what did they lose? Is it the logo that's offensive,
it's the
or
name
is it the name?
And the logo.
Okay.
It's everything as far as I know. Now, admittedly, I've not read the article.
But why can it not still be trademarked, even if it's offensive?
Because
that's the rule of trademarks.
U.S. law is that you can't trademark offensive language. Oh. And they have deemed that to be offensive language, therefore revoking the said trademark.
Now, you're upset about the change, the name of the change. You don't want the name to change at all. You want it to be Redskins because you don't like Native Americans.
Yes,
You said it before. Yeah. You said
even though he is Cherokee Don, he hates Native Americans.
That's why he can say that. Yep. See, I can't say something like that because I'm not Native American.
Well, I'm not 164th Native American.
Now, Jeremy, you don't care, though. You're fine.
I'm a Ravens fan, so I do not care. I have no dog in the fight. I have no dog in the fight, Tony.
I ain't got no dog in the fight. I'm just hanging out, eating my chili dogs.
I mean, I really don't care, but it's one of those things where I care only because so many people are upset that they're going to change it and they don't understand how it could be offensive, where it's clearly offensive to somebody. So does it matter that it doesn't offend you to change it? I mean, that's like any other word that's offending somebody. If it doesn't offend you, that doesn't mean it's not offensive. And even Dan Snyder's argument was, I'm not trying to offend, so it's not offensive. But if you've ever taken any kind of sexual harassment course at work, and I've taken my fair share, you know it's not what you mean by it. It's how it's taken that makes it offensive.
But see, here's the thing, is that he's got so much money invested into this. He's got to fight. If he doesn't fight, he's not fighting for his brand. So, I mean, that's why he's fighting. Just saying.
Well, and it's the name of the team.
Yeah.
And it's...
He didn't name the team. It's not Dan Snyder's fault. He owns the team.
Right. Well, then my argument for that would be, why doesn't he just change it then? Who cares? He owns the team. It's going to be the Washington whatever, and he'll still own it. And people will still go see the games, although if they continue to do 3-13 seasons, they will not.
Because he has invested money into the brand.
Right, but now if they say the brand is anyone can make stuff, we can all just make Radio for Winners things.
As long as they don't say, hey, let's just change the logo to a potato.
Hey.
I'll be happy. Hi. I don't care what they change it to. I just want
not
that,
a potato.
I just want that to stop. I just want that saying to stop. That's terrible.
Tony hates potatoes.
You know the name of the mascot for the Braves is Chief Wahoo?
Yeah. No, I'm not standing up for the Braves.
I mean, I'm sorry, if that's for the Indians. Sorry.
Either way, I'm not standing up for any of them. I don't care either way. They could change all their names to whatever. And that's where everyone on Facebook was more annoying, because they were like, well, then you could find someone who's offended by Raven, change that. Like, no one's offended by the word Raven.
ASPCA called. They are offended by the word Raven.
It's
and Bears.
It doesn't matter if it's offensive, but if it's racially offensive, it's a different line than just someone's offended by the word Raven or whatever the word is.
I agree. Change the name.
Oh, I think they're going to, if they don't appeal it and win the appeal, and they may, I think they're going to have to. I think they're going to be forced to change the name.
But you know, the other thing too is they have a lot of built into that rivalry with the, with the Cowboys, right? So it's the Cowboys and the Indians, you know, that's kind of the said rivalry there. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot built into that whole piece.
Has it really been that much of a rivalry in the past?
No, in the history, yes. But, you know, recently the Redskins couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag.
Well, and the Cowboys haven't been
too aggressive either. The Cowboys aren't setting the world on fire either, so.
Speaking of setting the world on fire. You know, there's a lot of times you just can't get your rocks off any other way. You got to go out, you got to find something to turn you on, you got to do it. One guy in Ohio found the best way to do it ever, but he has to do it in public, and he has to do it with pool toys. I could not stop reading the story. So there was a man in Hamilton, Ohio, name withheld, although it's Edwin Tobergerta. And he was arrested for the fourth time for standing in his front yard naked, simulating sex with a pink pool flotation device.
Wow, like the noodle or the arm thing?
This time it just says pool flotation device, but apparently it's happened, you know, three previous times, once in front of a bunch of children.
Oh.
So he was put into jail for 11 months for that one.
Only 11 months.
Yeah, only 11 months for having sex with a pool toy in front of children.
But again, you know, are we talking about that big floating noodle, or are we talking about?
Does that
like,
mean one of them you find acceptable?
Well,
I mean, I've seen sometimes those noodles have a hole in the bottom, and I thought I could fuck that.
Well, the big floating foam noodle is very elongated, right? So I mean, it would
you're
be
still
a little bit
literally
more,
humping a pool toy.
But if you just had like one of those like arm wings, you know, like the floaty wings. I mean, that's at least
now if it was like a raft and it had like a dragon head. Yeah. I mean, that ain't really. I mean, who wouldn't fuck a dragon head?
But that's
I mean,
a little noticeable if you're fucking a dragon head.
Or if you're fucking a pool noodle, it's not.
No,
what's that guy doing with
no,
a pool noodle? I think he's
saying.
Just trying to thrust it at us for no reason.
If you're fucking a pool noodle, that's something pretty big. You can it stands out. But if you're fucking one of those arm little water wings, I mean, that's pretty inconspicuous.
I feel like you're going to do that. You got to be more furious, though. You really just can't be slow with that.
No, I'm pretty sure he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't making love to the pool toy. I think he was just having sex with it. Just straight up going to town on it. So. And, you know, that's the perfect way to end another new story in Judas Priest.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right. Oh, man. This one's a deeper cut off the album Turbo. It's Reckless.
How many more shows do we have in June?
One more show in June. It's going to be entirely done with Judas Priest. Hope you guys are excited. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview. Go see Ryan Connor. See you next week. Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.